CRTV's afternoon edition presented by Mankaa. And be first, the main point. Today is being observed in Cameroon as a public holiday following the Feast of Sacrifice by the Muslim community. Inclusive education to ensure quality education for all children in Cameroon is preoccupying the government in the build-up to the Day of the African Child to be observed on the 26th of June 2024. And in sports, this year's Cup of Cameroon will be played between Aigle Royal of the Menua and Colombe Sportive of the Ja and Lobo. Now the news bulletin.
Hello, I'm Winston Lepga. Cameroon is today observing a public holiday decreed by the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, following the celebration of the Muslim feast of Tabaski yesterday. This year's edition of the Cameroon Month of the Child focuses on promoting children's right to education. Officials of the country's Ministry of Social Affairs say the government is determined to effectively pursue its inclusive education policy, which seeks to provide quality education to every child, despite their differences. The moves are in line with the celebration of the 34th edition of the Day of the African Child, to be observed on June the 26th. Cameroon's Minister of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries, Dr. Tiger, will tomorrow, Tuesday, preside over the ceremony wherein his ministry will sign an agreement to partner with the Commercial Bank of Cameroon in the implementation of Livestock and Fish Farming Value Chain Development Fund. The ceremony that will take place at the Hilton Hotel in Yaoundé will be followed by the official delivery of the National Development Plan for the dairy sector with support from the GIZ. The training of volunteers of the National Civic Service for the 2024 financial year begins tomorrow, Tuesday, June 18. This exercise corresponds with the volunteering training period of the Civic Service. A news release from the National Civic Service Agency for Participation in Development says the training concerns 850 young people selected under the supervision of the 10 regional governors and distributed as follows: 300 young people in 6 civic service centers, 550 young people in the 11 pioneer production villages. The selected trainees will acquire civic and citizenship skills necessary to constitute the human capital required for the construction of an exemplary republic. Abroad, a train crash in India's eastern state of Bengal has left 8 people dead and 60 others injured. Sources say the accident occurred when a goods carrying train hit a stationed passenger train early today. Dramatic pictures from the accident scene show the wagon of the express train suspended in the air. While they await the results of investigations that are underway, the authorities intimate that a human error may have led to the crash. In sports, the finalists of this year's Cup of Cameroon tournament are now known. They are Colombe Sportive of the Jean Lobo from the South region and Aigle Royal de la Menua from the West. Colombe spanked Aisosa of Limbe from the Southwest 3-0, while Aigle Royal beat Mintak FC of the Upper Senegal 1-0 in the semifinals. Both semifinal games were played at the weekend. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRTV's afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
Cameroonians are today observing a public holiday after the celebration of the Feast of Sacrifice by the Muslim community yesterday. The feast was a commemoration of Abraham's willingness to sacrifice his son Ishmael to Allah. Muslim faithful in the Ocean Division of the South Region were challenged to be flag bearers of peace and unity, which are vectors of development. Polycarp Atia.
In different prayer grounds and mosques in the Ocean Division, the Muslim faithful demonstrated their total submission to Allah's will through prayers as they celebrated the 2024 Feast of Tabaski. In their messages to the faithful to mark this day on the Islamic calendar, Imam Musa Yahya of the Kribi Central Mosque and Imam Muhammad Ali of Ndombe Mosque challenged them to make the word of Allah practical in their daily undertakings.
We are asking our youth that they should embrace peace. They should live in moral acts, drugs, and come to the way of truth. We can stand and build this nation as one community.
The messages given by different imams and sheikh did not fall on deaf ears. Nuhu Bello, SDO of the Ocean Division, is a faithful.
We hope that Muslims of Ocean Division will continue to have good living together with other communities and fight against some acts who will go against living together.
The 2024 Feast of Tabaski rounded off in prayer grounds and mosques with the sacrifice of a hearty ram as a symbol to remember Prophet Abraham's sacrifice to Allah, and as well a call for the youths of Cameroon to be of good moral rectitude. Polycarp Atie, CRTV News, Kribi.
Relatedly, for the past 2 days, the activities of pilgrims in Mina have centered around the ritual of stoning the devil of Jamarat. But what is the significance of this act and the experience of pilgrims with the ritual? A special envoy to Saudi Arabia, Ngodinge Swaibunshara, now takes us to the discovery of the ritual of stoning the devil.
The stoning of the devil is not only one of the major rituals of the Hajj, but equally the most challenging. Munshipu Mama is a Cameroonian pilgrim from Bangola.
We have so many crowds, then before you move there, you will not an easy task. Inshallah, we have survived.
The spiritual exercise we started yesterday has seen hundreds of thousands of pilgrims heading to and from Jamarat, some 6 kilometers on the outskirts of Mina. Although the pilgrims cover the distance on foot under extremely high temperatures, they are, however, comforted by its spiritual reward. Habiba Zaitun is a Cameroonian pilgrim from Buya.
It was so tedious, but alhamdulillah, everything well. Since we came here for Ibadah, we need to make everything possible to be able to achieve that.
The ritual of stoning the devil has a double significance. El Hajj Ibrahim Kamilu is a Muslim scholar.
The first one is the commemorative aspect of the event that occurred between our father Ibrahim alayhi salam and Shaitan when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him to sacrifice his son. Shaitan was disturbing and telling him not to do that. So Ibrahim alayhi salam was turning him away. The spiritual aspect, Allah did not intend to slaughter the son or to kill the son. He intended to kill the so much attachment that Ibrahim alayhi salam had for the only son at that time that he had.
The third and last day of the ritual tomorrow will mark the end of the pilgrim's stay in Mina. Osmaila Tuku, Koninge Swaibunshare, CRTV News, Mina.
The well-being of children across Cameroon is the focus of this year's Month of the Child, with emphasis on inclusive education. The Cameroon Month of the Child, which is in its fourth edition, will also look at ways to promote children's rights to education despite their health and socio-cultural differences in a build-up to the Day of the African Child. More with Joyce Cliff Tata.
Every June is the month of the child in Cameroon since 2021. A peculiar moment to brainstorm on ways to keep putting smiles on the faces of children and ensure their welfare. Speaking to the technical advisor number 2 in the Ministry of Social Affairs, Mr. Rudolph Nso, in an interview, he says in line with this year's theme of the International Day of the African Child, which is education for all, now is the time. Government is bent on investing the more in seeing that inclusive education is implemented all over the national territory, and by so doing, ensure children with special needs also make it to the classroom for a bright tomorrow. More of such timely actions will be discussed all over the globe as Cameroon joins her counterpart worldwide to celebrate the 34th edition of the Day of the African Child on June 25th.
Joyce Cliff Tata reporting. Farmers in Widikum, a locality in Momo Division of the Northwest Region, have received improved palm and cocoa seedlings as well as agricultural processing machines. The agricultural inputs were made available by the United Nations Development Programme, the UNDP, in partnership with the government of Cameroon, and handed to the farmers by the mayor of Widikum, Stanislas Ando, who encouraged the peace efforts made in the area set to be progressively recovering from separatist incursions. Eric Lamia Wufo.
The items handed over to the farmers in Widikum were within the context of the presidential plan for the reconstruction and development of the northwest and southwest regions. It consisted of improved palm and cocoa seedlings, palm oil processing machines, bags of fertilizers, cartons of fungicides, spraying cans, just to name a few. The mayor of Widikum, Ando Stanislas, who officiated the distribution exercise, pressed on the importance of the population to turn their backs against any acts that would jeopardize peace in the municipality.
So this is the time at which we call Widikum to come together. What I call Widikum, I call the whole council area. All of us are children of Widikum council area. There is no one who is more than the other one. We are the same. But I will see a new change in Widikum in the months, in the days ahead, or the years ahead. Widikum will be transformed into a modern town.
Widikum, a border town to Manyo Division in the southwest region, is the number one cocoa production basin in the northwest. It is also highly reputed for the production of palm oil. Eric Langmia Wufo, CRTV News, Bamenda.
We stay in the northwest region, where the traditional ruler of Mankan has appealed on government to construct the fire-ravaged Bamenda main market in order to restore the dignity and financial viability of close to 300 business persons whose shops were burned in the tragic incident. During an event organized by some women in Mankan to financially assist more than 30 victims of the recent fire disaster, Fanangwa 44th insisted that the market constructed several years ago was obsolete even before the fire incident. Kilovari Sala reports from Bamenda.
The Bamenda main market was inaugurated on July the 1st, 1966, but its conception and construction date back more than 60 years ago. That explains why the traditional ruler of Mankan, Fonangwa 44th, is of the view that even before the February the 22nd fire incident, the biggest market in the region was already obsolete.
That market was constructed by the Mankan Rural Council in 1964. So we have the opinion that market should be reconstructed, and they should use modern architectural design to construct the market so that it should stand the test of time.
Latest estimates situate the number of burnt shops at 292. About 36 of the victims who originate from Mankan have each received 65,000 CFA francs from the Nkanikwi Association, whose president general is B. Angumesi.
When we came, we said we wanted to take care of the women, but men came. They are also Mankan men. Why not? So we have also 4 men who benefited from this gesture.
Recently, the Bamenda City Council announced plans to obtain 6.5 billion CFA francs loan from the Special Council Support Fund for Mutual Assistance FECOM, and expectations are that the reconstruction of the market will be quick enough to rescue the suffering business persons. Kilo Valerie Salau, CRTV News, Bamenda.
And to a sad note, a deadly road accident on the Mbalmayo Sagbilima stretch has claimed the lives of the first assistant divisional officer for Nkolmeted in the central region and her spouse. They were knocked down yesterday by a truck driver whose brakes failed. Maimuna Njoya of CRTV Center tells us more.
The accident occurred exactly at Ekombitie Sunday while a truck was transporting wood planks along the Mbalmayo Sangmelima stretch of road. Elements of the Gendarmerie of Mbalmayo in the Nyong and So Division of the Central Region, who tried to come to their rescue, discovered the Deputy Divisional Officer Judith Ngombaleba and her spouse Alain Michel Bakuyak covered by the planks and dead on the spot. Information at hand indicates that the truck driver lost control of his speed brakes while the deceased were on a motorbike. Nothing more has been said for now, and the two corpses were quickly conveyed to the Mbalmayo Hospital mortuary awaiting burial. Given the increasing number of passengers plying the road during this holiday period, agents of the Ministry of Transport are calling on acute vigilance on the part of drivers. Maimuna Njoya, CRTV Center.
On another sad note, two persons have been brutally killed in Bideng, a locality in Goundary in the Adamawa region. The lifeless bodies were discovered by neighbors early this Monday morning due to an incessant cry from the baby of one of the victims. The senior divisional officer for the Mvina, Valerie Kwelanobe, was on the scene and has called for collaboration between local population, administrative authorities, and forces of law and order for the culprits to be brought to justice. Amos Enonya Ketagbo reports from CRTV Adamawa in Goundary.
Neighbors of the two brutally killed sisters were late it following the cries of the baby of one of the victims. After forcing the door open, they discovered the lifeless body of the two victims, aged about 24 and 14, lying lifelessly in a pool of their own blood. Indications proved that they were mercilessly slaughtered by an unknown individual late into the night, who succeeded to disappear after shutting the door. Informed about the situation, the senior divisional officer for the Vina, Valerie Kwelanobe, visited the crime site, from where he called on the population to be vigilant and collaborate with the forces of law and order.
We ask that all suspected should be arrested, and then gradually we can have the author of this criminal act.
Still, same Sunday evening, a fire disaster reduced a family house to ashes in the Balaji 2 neighborhood.
With the contribution of the population, we stopped the fire. I want to seize this opportunity to congratulate the population of that area, because they act in solidarity. We cannot do anything without the collaboration of the population.
The senior divisional officer for the Vina says investigations have been opened to ascertain the causes of the fire incident. Amos Enonyaket Agbo, CRTV News, Goundary.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
You're listening to CRTV's afternoon edition on the national station. The 2024 Cup of Cameroon will be played between Aigle Royal of the Menua and Colombe Sportive of the Jean Lobo. Both teams picked up their tickets over the weekend during semi-finals matches. Harrison Ashu presents the finalists in the following report.
Created in 1932, Aigle Royal of the Menua, fondly called El Pacha, have failed to lift the Cup of Cameroon in two attempts at the final. In 1958, they were beaten 3-1 by Tonnerre Kalara Club of Yaoundé, and in 2008, they were overpowered 4-2 by Cotonspor of Garoua. Aigle of the Menua, who are currently relegated into the Elite 2 Championship, are determined to wrap up the season with a trophy, and their intention was made known after they defeated Mintak FC of Upper Sanaga by 1-0 in the semi-finals at the Fekafu Technical Center in Oja. Their opponent, Colombe Sportive of Jean Lobo, will be featuring in the final of the Cup of Cameroon for the first time since the creation of the club in 1953. They are hungry and determined to write their name in history this season, following their 3-0 win over Isosa of Limbe in the semi-finals at the CAF Excellence Center in Bankomo. Coach Richard Toa of Colombe has become the first coach to take the club to this level of the Cup of Cameroon. He is confident that they will be the winner of the cup.
We will try to do it for the first time, and I have confidence that we have a good team who can really take this cup this season.
Aigle Royal of the Menua and Colombe Sportive of Jean Lobo are no strangers in the Elite One football. Thus, the need for the technical benches of the two clubs to intensify their preparation ahead of the final, while waiting for the date to be made public.
Harrison Nashu reporting after their resounding 3-0 victory against Isosha of Limbe at the semifinals, the mythical bird of the South intends to fly higher than their opponents of the Menua and win the trophy. Silas Nkwain.
For football fans and all the living forces of the South, victory is possible. I'm sure we shall win by at least 2-0. The entire region is well mobilized to help the home team lift the trophy and fly.
Oh la la.
It's a great source of pride. I would be the first person to go and see how the South plays in front of the President of the Republic. As preparations unfold, Colom's head coach, Richard Towa, says there's no cause for alarm. We are going to approach this final very seriously. Administratively, all measures will be taken so that we have a good final and win, because it's the first time for Colom. The managing board is hard at work, leaving no stone unturned and making appropriate arrangements to make available for the general public gadgets of all kinds in the days ahead. Jérôme Aimé Nvomo Adjongo is Colom's Secretary General. The management is aware of the stakes, and we would do our utmost best to make sure that our players have enough rest. We are planning and holding meetings with the dignitaries and members of the board of directors and other stakeholders. Colom du Sud kept a perfect record as they qualified for their first ever Cameroon Cup after winning 5 games, scoring 13 goals and not conceding any. Richard Towa, head coach, once more. As for the secret of our qualification, we had worked hard to ensure that our team is well managed. The entire population of the South has been called to remain mobilized until the D-Day. Silas Nkwain, CRTV News, Ebulova.
And according to football analysts in the West region, the qualification of Eglo of the Menwa includes stability and change of the game plan brought about by coach Gaston Temfak. Service to Jack completes that story from CRTV West in Bafusa.
Through their 1-0 win against Mintak FC in the semi-final, Aigle Royal of the Menwa will be playing their third Cameroon Cup final. According to football analysts in the West region, the main factors for this performance are the stability that has been observed since the arrival of coach Gaston Temfak and the mobilization behind the team. Kamga Fis, football coach. Besides stability, there is the mobilization of supporters. Also, the fighting spirit of the players. I can also mention the work done by the management board and the elite with the contribution of the SDO of the Menwa division. And recently, our international player, Mbemo, came to encourage them. Supporters have already started strategizing for the final. Martial Jumesi is one of the supporters.
We intend to mobilize our supporters everywhere in the country, and we intend to do everything to win against Colomb of Jay Lobo.
They hope that their team can win the cup for the first time after they had lost two finals in 1958 against Tonnerre of Yaoundé and 2008 against Coton Sport of Garoua. Selvistro Jack, CRTV News, Bafoussam.
Before we end CRTV's afternoon edition, once again the main point. Today is being observed in Cameroon as a public holiday following the Feast of Sacrifice by the Muslim community yesterday. Inclusive education to ensure quality education for all children in Cameroon is preoccupying the government in a build-up to the Day of the African Child to be observed on the 26th of June 2024. And this year's Cup of Cameroon will be played between Aigle Royal of the Menwa and Colomb Sportif of the Ja and Lobo. CRTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Manka A Ambe. Here now is a summary of the news in the French language with Priska Njeng Mongolo.
Bon après-midi. Le Cameroun célèbre depuis le début de ce mois de juin la 4e édition du mois camerounais de l'enfance. Une initiative du ministère des Affaires sociales axée cette année sur la promotion de l'éducation inclusive pour les enfants vivant avec un handicap. Les activités lancées officiellement le 12 juin dernier mettent un accent particulier sur la sensibilisation des communautés, la formation des enseignants et la construction d'infrastructures adaptées. Paix au Cameroun, gratitude et longévité au président Paul Biya pour son immense œuvre au Cameroun. Vœux exprimés au cours de la célébration de la fête du sacrifice, suivie d'une grande marche sur les artères de plusieurs villes du Cameroun. Deux morts, c'est le bilan d'un accident de la circulation survenu hier dimanche sur l'axe Mbalmayo-Sangmélima, région du Centre. Les victimes, l'adjointe au sous-préfet de Nkolmeted dans le département du Nyongesso et son épouse se trouvaient à bord d'une moto quand elles ont été percutées par un camion. Les corps ont été acheminés à la morgue de l'hôpital de Mbalmayo. En sport, 64e édition de la Coupe du Cameroun de football. Deux oiseaux vont s'affronter en finale. La colombe sportive du Djaï Lobo et l'aigle royal de la Menoua vont se livrer une bataille inédite pour décrocher le Graal. Madame, monsieur, c'était tout pour le condensé des nouvelles en langue anglaise. Merci de l'avoir suivi. Bonne suite des programmes sur le poste national de la CRTV.